Workbook, Unit 12, Reading and Speaking. Within a few decades, a quarter of China's population will be aged 60 or over. As a result, there will be fewer full-time workers between the ages of 20 and 65 to support the older people and children in the society. As the age distribution of the population changes, education will become increasingly important as a means of improving the health and employment opportunities of older people. It will also help strengthen family relationships and the sense of community.
The Ministry of Education introduced the first University of the Third Age, UTA, in Shandong in 1983. There are now about 17,000 UTAs in China, providing a wide-ranging curriculum to about 1.4 million older people.
When the age restriction for the university entrance exams was lifted in 2001, several older people, including a 73-year-old Shandong man, signed up to take the test.
In the autumn of 2004, businesswoman Liu Fuzhen joined her 14-year-old son at Yingcai Junior Middle School in Lingshaijing as a full-time member of the second grade class. It is 23 years since Madame Liu dropped out of school to help her family through financial difficulties by finding work. Having set up a successful property business, Madame Liu has now decided to pursue her childhood ambition of completing high school and attending university.
Reading. Distance learning. Distance learning is being adopted in several countries to help children in remote rural schools, and it is also becoming increasingly popular with individuals as a means of obtaining higher or further education. While distance learning is a very different experience from attending a university or college, it does have several advantages and can be ideal for people in particular circumstances and with certain characteristics. Distance learning students do not need to be in the same place as the course provider. They can even be in a different country. As a result, the cost is usually much lower than attending a university or college. Students can also take as long as they want to complete the course, so they can organize their study while they are working. Many distance learners even continue to do a full-time job. Distance learning allows students the freedom to arrange their own study schedule, but the disadvantage of it is that many students tend to put off their study tasks and spend much longer on their course. Distance learners never meet the other students or teachers face-to-face, so they have to motivate themselves to complete projects without encouragement and advice from other people. While students who attend college or university are able to acquire information from lectures, distance learners usually depend only on written materials. To be successful, distance learners have to be good readers. They must be able to analyze and absorb written text with little help from a teacher. Because distance learners are not in the academic environment of a university, they have to discipline themselves while studying. For example, students with children may be disturbed by their children from time to time. Other features of campus life that distance learners cannot experience are the library, social, and sports activities. Therefore, distance learning would not suit people who see further or higher education as an opportunity to make friends and have fun as well as to study.
Making the most of your memory. Have you ever heard anyone say, "I have a terrible memory"? It is quite common for people to believe that their difficulties in remembering are just part of their personality. In fact, research has proved that human beings' memories are surprisingly similar, and our ability to remember can easily be improved. The German philosopher Hermann Ebbinghaus carried out one of the earliest studies of human memory, which resulted in the Ebbinghaus forgetting curve. His experiments were conducted in 1885, but his conclusions still apply to students today. Ebbinghaus discovered that when we learn something new, we forget most of it immediately. He found that more than 50% of the information is forgotten after 1 hour and almost two-thirds within 1 day. The good news is that our rate of forgetting then declines, so the material we can recall after one day, usually about 20%, will stay in our memory. Eberhaus then carried out experiments to see if reciting made a difference to our ability to remember. It is evident that reciting the information just once increases how much we can recall to about 66%, and we remember it for several weeks. This rate is even higher if the facts or ideas are meaningful, and further reciting keeps the material permanently in our memories. As we forget most new information within one day, the first recitation should take place as soon as possible, no later than 24 hours after learning it. Although Eberhaus refers to reciting, many educators today prefer to use the term to review. The reason for this is that learners frequently misunderstand what effective reciting involves. Take language learning as an example. Students often tend to recite lists of single vocabulary items rather than to review them in a context. If you try doing this, you'll find that you do remember a lot of words, but you will not understand how to use them appropriately. A more useful method is to use the new vocabulary by describing or retelling the main ideas of the text, presentation, or discussion in your own words. In this way, you review or recite the vocabulary in a context, so the information becomes meaningful, and you will remember much more. ¶¶